Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamscons. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Papa John's. Every day you can use the Papa John's Preps KC promo code to get 40% off of your total order, and also 10% of that goes back to an equipment grant that you can win for your program at the end of the year. We have a great contest and give that money away. We appreciate everything they do at Papa John's, and they're also the Papa John's Player of the Week sponsor as well. Well, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Paola coach Mike Dumpert. And coach, off to a 3-0 start. You get DeSoto this week. And I guess maybe the first question is kind of a basic one. They haven't given up points in a long time. Is that kind of job one, is to get in the end zone?
Yeah, job one is to get in the end zone to keep their offense off the field. They have a really nice team. The first thing that jumped out at us was not only the size they have up front, they're enormous, is how quick they're executing their offense. They're very polished for this early in the year. The physicality that they brought in the first three games is very impressive. It's going to be a real stiff test for us.
Well, Coach, you have to be very excited about your first 3 weeks also. You've got an undefeated record, 3-0, doing some good things. Tell me this.
Yeah.
Think about your position groups and what position group has been the biggest surprise to you after 3 weeks compared to day one of practice?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Coach. We had 20 kids start their first game on game one, and so we've been surprised that darn near all of them, to be honest with you, because they were all new, they were inexperienced. But our quarterback play's been outstanding. Our offense, we've been very efficient. You know, we haven't posted great numbers, but we've moved the chains when we've had to. We've been efficient in the passing game. That's probably been a very big surprise to us. We were really worried coming into the year how we were going to generate any offense at all. And to be able to score in the 30s a couple times has been a great surprise. So I would have to say probably our offensive backfield. Obviously, without the offensive line up front, it doesn't matter what they're doing. So that's been pleasant as well. But, you know, we continue to get better. The kids have a great vibe and they're working hard. And, you know, we're trying to just get better each week.
Well, having that group that doesn't have that experience of starting and having them go through and win three games, do you just see their confidence building day by day?
Oh, yes. Very much so. As they are getting more sure of their assignments, we're slowly progressing, particularly on the defensive side, where we're reactionary as opposed to thinking about what our responsibilities are. So just the speed at which we're executing stuff gets a little better each week. However, we have not played anybody with the talent that DeSoto has. And the size, the speed at which they're running, it will be a great test for us.
Coach, for our listeners who are not familiar with Frontier League football, describe how you would characterize Frontier League football.
Frontier League football has been stuck in the 70s since I've been here. It is typically got a tight end, if not two tight ends. It typically has two in the backfield, and it's still old school smash mouth. And you have absolutely got to be able to stop, like against DeSoto, like any option team, you better stop the fullback aspect of it. But our league in general has not jumped on the spread offense phase like everybody else has in the state. And you better be able to stop the run. You better be able to run the ball. Well, is the best way to describe the Frontier League.
Well, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, you guys have been successful. I mean, you know, Eudora's been to a couple state championship games, Lewisburg. You guys have been there over that time as well. So, I mean, I think it's a good thing. And I think that if people get a chance to go out to DeSoto and watch you guys play, or, you know, or around that area, it's a great brand of football. And the one thing I am disappointed, I know you guys got turf, because there was a couple years there in the playoffs where you had some mud games and we had great pictures from Paola.
Yeah, I think Lewisburg's the last of the bunch to still have a grass field. And that, Coach, that's a very intuitive statement on your part. A lot of us geared what we did offensively based on oftentimes the field conditions late in the year in the playoffs. You know, we're a power option type team, and you know, if it's muddy and wet, it ain't going to bother us much because we don't have to worry about throwing it 30 times a game.
And you know what?
And I think our league, a lot of that was shaped by that.
And I hope your league doesn't let the turf fields change that philosophy. I think what you do is great in the frontier.
I'm with you. We have taken our opinion down in Paola is if you can't be better, be different. And as more and more people are going to spread, we like the idea that while we're running is a little bit different, and maybe not to you or the coaches from 30 years ago, but it is a little bit to the newer coaches coming in. And, you know, we ran into some people last year that, quite honestly, I don't think they had ever seen outside veer in their life. And great advantage to us because we ran it.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you very much, Coach.